And I talk about the same stories and the high rates of murder. And I've been covering crime for 20 years. Another awful, awful story in court today. A former pastor from Mitchell's Plain, a man who got the trust of the community, in court this morning. Keith Bird, expected to reach a plea agreement for 2 charges of murder and 4 charges of rape. Sharmila Fisher was in the Cape High Court. This man, truly, the allegations against him are horrific.
Truly so, Melanie. Good afternoon. But I have to add that while we were sitting in court 26, he was actually not the only accused before court for crimes committed against young women or children. Before him, there was another alleged perpetrator of such a crime, Chanel McCrawls, 10-year-old Chanel McCrawls, alleged killer. So the 10-year-old girl, she was raped, and her body was found dumped near a river in Manenberg in October 2017. Now, from the information we got out of court today, Carlo de Kock was also meant to enter into a plea agreement, but he was unsatisfied with some of the terms of the plea agreement, and he has opted not to go sign this plea agreement. Therefore, sentencing will take place. Sentencing proceedings will take place next month in that matter. So back to the Keith Bird matter. I've spoken to residents who have been following this case. Mitchell's Plain residents have been following this case very closely, and they're saying, well, we just want justice, and we want a lengthy prison term. And while it was postponed today until Monday because he wants to go through the documentation before he signs it, they're saying they'll wait basically to see whether or not this will actually happen, whether or not he will go through with it. One Tafelsig resident I spoke to who followed the case very closely, Joni. She told me that Keith Bird was a man, according to her, a man of many faces. One moment he was a pastor, the next moment he worked very closely with youth, and he was always surrounded by young people because he was trusted because of his role as a pastor in the community, and he was well respected. And on the other hand, he also pretended to be a modeling scout at one time, and according to her, this was to lure young women to attack them. And we do know one of his alleged victims was his ex-fiancee, Anissa Bardeen. She was killed in January 2013, and 10 days later her body was found buried in a shallow grave. Another victim who was allegedly raped and killed by him was 20-year-old Siobhan Kunser. Now, following brief court proceedings, I got the opportunity to speak to her mother, who was in tears, and she was gutted because she came there preparing for this to be over. This woman said their lives have really been affected tremendously by this.
Before we go to the clip, the mother was planning her 21st,
yes,
when she was murdered.
Exactly.
She was a strict mother who wanted her kids home by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, even her 20-year-old.
Yes.
This was a close family where she watched over her children
and
very closely.
What she did add is her three children stuck to it. Whatever the rules her and her husband made, they stuck to it. And her daughter was a nursing student at the time, she said. And it was just extremely difficult because their daughter had such a bright future ahead of her, and she had such amazing plans. She wanted to work for her family, she said. Her mom mentioned that her daughter planned on buying them a house if she concluded her studies. And once she started working, that was what she promised her parents, and her life was just taken away from her in such a horrific manner. And they're just saying, we want justice. We have not been able to put this to rest, and we want justice for our daughter and for all the other victims who allegedly fell prey to Keith Bird.
Let's take a listen to what Siobhan's mom had to say.
My daughter was in grade 11 when Siobhan died. She didn't want to go back to school because Siobhan, they went to the same school. She couldn't face the school, going to school. So she dropped out at grade 11. But she go to night school again. My husband, it's just, everything is like, it's now 6 years, and we can't go to a grave yet. I was just there to bury her, and I thought today was the day of victory, and I'm going to her grave and said, Siobhan, the victory is ours.
it's difficult to listen to.
Difficult to listen to. And she was extremely strong, willing to continue chatting to us as we asked her so many questions. She swallowed back tears. She tried to be brave. And she said, at the end of this all, we are going to celebrate my daughter's life. Even though it was cut short in such a horrific manner, we are going to celebrate her life. And we are going to remember the good and the good that she did for her community.
Her daughter was murdered 2013, Keith Bird arrested in 2017 only, during that time continuing to act as a pastor and a leader in the community. And now, 6 years later, these families finally just waiting for some kind of closure.
And that's why it was so difficult today for Radin Kunsa, because she said, we just want, I came here mentally prepared that this is going to be it today. And I could go home and tell my other children and our family that it's all over. And we could try to build and remember our daughter. But unfortunately, I have to be back here on Monday and hoping that he enters into this plea agreement so that we can really get on with our lives.
Sharmila Fisher, thank you so much for that update. And we will certainly have an update again on Monday when the case continues.